From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. Technical holdups are making a 2016 opioid law hard to implement, and patient advocates say it's costing lives. Capital Public Radio's Sammy Kayola has more.
The state opioid database, it's called CURES, has been around for decades, but it recently got a reboot to make it faster and easier to use. A 2016 law mandates that doctors check the database before prescribing opioids to make sure patients aren't doubling up. But the Department of Justice, which manages CURES, said at a recent hearing that the system won't be ready until this summer. The mandate won't take effect until 6 months after that. Carmen Balber, with California-based advocacy group Consumer Watchdog, says she expected the database to be ready much sooner.
What this really does is put California back in the fight against the opioid epidemic.
Public health officials say making doctors check CURES could cut down on prescription opioid abuse and illegal resale. Pharmacists already check CURES pretty regularly. Here's Virginia Harold with the California State Board of Pharmacy.
If they look at a CURES report and they see that in the last 2 weeks, a number of drugs have been dispensed to this patient, or maybe over the last 4 months, this patient is every month coming in and getting early refills, we expect the pharmacist to decline to fill the prescription.
There are a handful of bills addressing CURES this year, including one that would connect it to other states' databases. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Kayola.
Governor Jerry Brown does not have to agree to allow California National Guard troops to be deployed to the U.S.-Mexico border, as President Trump has asked. So what could the president do if Brown says no? Capital Public Radio's Ben Adler says Trump does have some options.
He could, of course, federalize the National Guard, which would then mean that the Guard troops would not be able to participate in domestic law enforcement. So no arrests, no searches, no seizures of people or goods crossing the border from Mexico into the U.S.
He could also escalate the dispute by cutting the California National Guard's federal funding or the federal recognition that allows State Guard members to serve in the U.S. military. Those measures would be both far-reaching and unprecedented. Find these and other stories at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.